CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
KB9, KBX is mobile. Good morning, NYOU. How are you today? Alright, trying to wake up. You're going to be busy today? I don't have anything to do today except go to church. Alright, you're not going to do the garage? Well, it's going to rain tomorrow, so I want it to not rain the day afterwards. But later this week, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll be able to finally work on it. Alrighty. So I don't want to have to do all the cleanup on a Sunday, and then go to the evening service, too, so. Right. I think it's a nice time to dry, but from what I've seen, unless the weather forecast changes, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday I'll be able to do the primers, and the next day I'll be able to paint the bottom half, and I'll be done with the bottom half finally, and I've been trying to do it since March.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hopefully be able to get that.
Yeah, I think I told you, but the Channel 16 weatherman said that March and April, we got twice the amount of rain that we always get.
No, I believe it.
Yeah, I wanted it to dry off for one day. Like, if it doesn't rain on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll do it Thursday. The primer, so it'll dry Wednesday, and then Friday, let it dry Wednesday, if it don't rain, then Thursday, put primer out, then Friday, put the paint on it, then.
Well, all right.
That's the best way to do it, because you want it, you know, at least 50 degrees, or else the paint could freeze or not go on good.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Heard anything from Gary about the flying fields, so I don't know whether they're going to have a Tuesday or not.
MI3 Network.
It's supposed to rain Tuesday, too.
No, that don't surprise me.
Oh, really? Now it looks like it's going to rain. I don't think it's supposed to today, but it looks like it's getting ready to rain. It's still dark.
Alrighty. Yeah, it looks like my grass needs to be cut again. It looks like we're getting close to it.
What was that?
Just saying, looks like my grass is going to need cut again.
I know, I cut my sister's grass around the house and the outside, and Brandon cut ours on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, when I went over to my sister's house, but I said Tuesday, it looked like it needed to be cut again. I'm like, one day? Wow.
Yeah, I cut mine last Saturday, and it looks like I'll need it again.
Yep, I can believe that. And the way it's been raining, we may have to cut for the rest of it 4 or 5 days.
That's fine. Better do that than shovel.
Yeah, I agree with that. Still, you know, you want to plant something for outside, so some people want to plant picnics or outings or something like that, and it rains all the time.
always go to Potato Creek for your ham club. If it rains all the time, you can't do that. I can't see. I know. It was like last night. Yesterday we went, and we definitely had a good time. A little, wasn't bad, but then it started getting chilly in the evening. And it wasn't. Morning was kind of chilly too, but then it warmed up. The sun was out, so that was nice.
Yeah, it was chilly in the morning a bit, but it did rebound.
It did. Looks like it might be a decent day today, too.
Yeah. But like I said, right now, it's dark and dreary looking. But, you know, usually the sun's up about 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock somewhere in there. But it looks like a dreary day.
Yeah, it does look like it.
Looked at my phone, and there's no rain forecast for today, according to the phone.
Yep, that's true.
Why does it look so dreary, like it's ready to rain?
Ah, because of the clouds and that. But gradually clearing today, so that's nice.
Okay, that's good then. This light underneath the bridge takes forever.
Oh, I know.
Light, unfortunately.
I know, same here, but yesterday, I actually caught a green. That was scary.
I've caught a green a few times, but not too often.
Right. And on YOU.
KV9, KVX.
So the light turned green yet?
Oh, I'm past it now. I'm getting close to the 55 mile an hour bridge.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to have to take a trip to Michigan to get my mileage up because I look at my gas mileage and it still says like 25, 26 miles per gallon. 28 now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're only doing in-town driving. You're not letting that thing breathe and run. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely you're not going to get the mileage you used to get.
Well, I don't need to go to too many places. Most of the time, whenever I go somewhere, it's either to the credit union or to Menards or to my sister's house. And I don't need to go anyplace. 55 right now, that's pretty good. Somebody just wants me to come up there for one day and watch the baby while she works that one day. And it's like, sure, I can stop at the hobby shop on the way up there and go there and watch the baby.
Alrighty.
That's my favorite hobby shop up there, that one in Wyoming, Michigan.
Right. Well, hopefully they're still cheap prices. They might have been, they might have hiked the prices up too. You never know.
I'll find out. If they're like Jerry did, I'll lose my business.
Right.
They've got more than that. They've got, trucks for the freight cars and couplers. Sometimes they have that stuff. So it takes to go there sometimes and see what they got because there's a brand called AHM. I've got some of those and one time they had trucks for them and I was like, oh, really? That's great. mentioned that we've also had that Tyco truck, and by the company from the internet, though, but it's nice to have stuff like that, because whenever I take a new straight car, sometimes I have to repair stuff like that.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
I don't know right now. watched something on war, something like that, or trains or something like that.
CMN Network, MI3.
Take that whenever the computer talks and somebody else is talking. Oh, well. Yeah, I had a decent day at the creek yesterday. That's good. Yeah, it was nice. It was a little windy yesterday, but not too bad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of these days, yeah, you'll have to stop out there and see everybody. Yeah, maybe I can sometime. How are you doing today? Well, I go to a friend's house and go through some stuff. Oh, okay. Are you going to help him with some hand stuff or something? Yeah, but going through a storage unit. Oh, yeah, you did that not long ago, though, too. I remember that. Yeah, this is a different one. Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm just fixing some lunch on the grill and probably head out because I got a couple things I got to do before I go over to his house. Oh, okay. Well, seriously, it's a very busy person, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't normally Sundays I usually stay home or that, but get groceries, but... Yeah, he asked me this a while ago, and I was like, yeah, I'll help you. So that's all my boy anyway.
That's nice to help people out. Cliff wants me to come over and help him do something sometime soon, and I'm always glad to help people out. I helped you get that mattress though one time. We had a hard time getting it around the corner there.
Yeah, I know.
I just didn't have to cut it in half.
Almost so.
Oh, really? So you're home more so on Sundays than any other day, basically?
Well, sort of. It just depends.
Sometimes I go out, sometimes I don't. Wednesday I didn't have to go anywhere, but yesterday I went up. I've been looking for a specific cord, one that goes from my laptop to the TV. And the laptop has a regular HDMI, but the TV has like a D-shaped HDMI cable. Walmart didn't have it, went up to Staples, they didn't have it. Went up to Best Buy, I got the cable, I got home, it was the wrong cable, so I got to go back up there and exchange it, and if they don't have it, maybe I'll try a C&P distributor, they might have it.
Shoot me a picture of the, shoot me a picture of both the laptop and the TV one.
Okay, I've got it on my phone, so wait till I get home, I got stuff at Aldi's.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, you do know what the regular USB port looks like, but the other one is sort of like a D-shaped type of thing.
All right, like I said, just send me the pics.
All righty. Whenever I go from the car to Aldi's, I can probably do it then for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Going underneath the first bridge right now, and then I'll be going underneath the second bridge that they dug out.
Right, the bypass.
Yeah. Sure. shortcut through Mike's Car Wash to get to all these.
Alright,
I'm going through Mike's Car Wash right now, the back of it, to get to Aldi. This is this white Chevrolet pickup gets out my way. What? 10 o'clock. I'm like, gee whiz, 10 o'clock? That's late.
For what?
Best Buy.
I didn't know how long they're open.
I looked at it on the internet yesterday, because I don't know what time they open up. But yeah, I don't know what time they close. Probably I had the normal time, like 8 o'clock, probably.
Yeah.
And this old parking lot is jam-packed. I can't believe this. I've never seen it this jam-packed before.
I have.
I come here too often, but Brian keeps talking about how things are cheaper. You're like, okay, I'll start coming here again.
You know they are. On something.
Yeah. Okay, I found a place to park, so I'll get back to you when I come out. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
Alrighty. Yep. And over here, send me the pics. KB9KBX, 9YOU. N9YOU.
KB9KBX is mobile again.
Alright, you found what you were looking for? N9YOU.
I just needed a pound of beef. Brian's going to make something out of it. They're cheaper there than what is Kroger's, and Kroger's is cheaper than Martin's or Meijer's. It's like 10, 12 bucks at one of those places, but at Aldi's it was $8.41.
Alright, yeah, beef is high anywhere you go.
Yeah, but it's a little bit lower, a couple dollars lower than it is everywhere else. So I was shopping all these more than any other place, and then Kroger's the second.
Well, anymore, you just got to watch the sales on all the stores, because anymore they're, Martin's is higher, but then, I've seen Kroger's higher than, Meijer even, so it just, you never know.
Yeah, on most things, most of the time, Kroger's is cheaper, but yeah, they can be higher on some things sometimes, but as a general rule, Kroger's is lower than Meijer's, and then Martin's is the highest. Fellas, but with no cars coming the opposite way, I've never seen that before.
Alrighty.
I can't believe that it's not going to rain today, and it looks like it's going to rain because it's so dark and dreary out here. It's like, don't fool me, because it looks like it's going to rain.
Right.
Just wish it would quit raining and warm up. I mean, I wish cold would be like 50, 55, somewhere in there.
Well, you can go to Arizona. I don't think it's raining in Arizona.
Yeah, they don't get much rain there, that's for sure. One time we went there, and about 2 years later, they got like 1 inch of snow on the ground there in Phoenix, and the people didn't know what to do. Everybody stayed home, and the local city government says, stay home till tomorrow, and it melted away by the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine being told to stay home because it snowed 1 inch?
Oh, I know. Well, just like down the southern states, Tennessee, Kentucky, all them, especially like Tennessee, they get an inch. inch or two, whatever, ounces then.
I got a cousin that lives in the eastern part of Tennessee, and he says that they get lake effect snow there.
That's right.
Like, really, that far south? I didn't know it went that far south, but apparently it does.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, depends how the lake effect winds, how far they carry it down.
Yep. I remember Millard Hill Sr. telling me that there are some places in Tennessee where they don't have running water and electricity.
Yep.
That's hard to believe in today's terms.
Well, Virginia's the same way.
Yeah, West Virginia wouldn't surprise me, but for Virginia, yeah.
MI3 Network.
Two people talking there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy.
You're going to finish your sidewalks?
Yeah, we're just waiting for them to put grass seed on there, on the tree line, and then asphalt a foot away from the curb, and it'll be done.
Okay. Hopefully they'll get mine done someday, because every one of my sidewalks are broken up. I just drove by and saw there's still a cone behind your vehicle.
Yeah, it'll be there until they get done.
Yeah. Okay, it's your turn to drive to, say, unless they have the fine field. So if they have the fine field, I'm going to go to that. If they don't have, I think it's supposed to rain Tuesday anyways, so we'll probably going to go to the fine field. Catch you later. N9YOU, KV9KVX.
All right, well, I'll get you later. KV9KVX, 9YOU.
CMN Network.